You're listening to SBS News.
As Australia starts to loosen its own restrictions and moves towards a new normal by July, warning signals come from Germany and South Korea. Both countries experienced a second wave of infections after they eased up their own restrictions. University of New South Wales strategic health policy consultant Bill Botell told SBS News the virus is no different in Australia to South Korea or Germany.
So if the people relax too far and too fast and believe that the worst is over, then we will inevitably see a rise in new infections.
On Monday, Germany's Robert Koch Institute said the country's closely watched reproduction rate had climbed to 1.1, meaning 10 people with COVID-19 infect, on average, 11 others. As recently as last Wednesday, Germany's reproduction rate stood at 0.65. Also on Monday, South Korea announced its highest number of new coronavirus cases for more than a month, driven by an infection cluster in a Seoul nightlife district. Australia's reproduction rate is sitting at just above one. The rate is seen as a very clear indicator of the success or failure of restrictions. In both countries, there were reports of people flouting social distancing precautions after the restrictions were eased. Associate Professor Sanjaya Sinanayak, an infectious diseases expert at the Australian National University, says that's something that's been happening in Australia too.
We have seen in the news images of people not observing social distancing in Sydney, in shopping centres. Here in Canberra, I've seen it myself. And part of that is when you've been in a siege mentality for so long, you're suddenly given this freedom after doing such good work as we have done as a nation, then there is a tendency to go to the other extreme.
He says now is not the time to relax our guard against the coronavirus.
We really need to be aware that this virus hasn't gone anywhere. We haven't eradicated it. We have just suppressed it with the great work that we as a nation have done. So it is still around and it can flare. If an infected person is able to expose himself or herself to other people due to reduced social distancing.
Last Friday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a three-stage roadmap to a COVID-safe Australia, which was followed by states and territories releasing their own plans to roll back COVID-19 restrictions. But Associate Professor Sinanayak said something was missing.
The Prime Minister announced that we will expect to see a surge in cases and we'll have to work through it. I mean, I agree that that's likely to happen, but there needs to also be a point where there's a break applied.
He cited Germany, where social curbs are reimposed if the infection rate rises above 50 cases per 100,000 residents over the course of a week. Germany's so-called emergency break has already been used in at least three districts in recent days, and Associate Professor Sinanayak said Australia should put something similar in place. He says the easing of restrictions is not a license to do what you like. The federal government has stressed that states and territories should not progress forward in stages until it's safe to do so. SBS News contacted the Department of Health about whether Australia has a specific national emergency break. They pointed to a statement by Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly at the weekend, where he said authorities were closely monitoring the situation and restrictions would only continue to be eased if the reproduction rate hadn't risen. He says the road ahead of us won't necessarily be easy.
It may be bumpy in terms of the virus. We have to really be very vigilant about that, and the testing regime is there for that purpose. Our contact tracing exercises are there for that purpose. The app is there for that purpose. And so we need to really keep considering where we are, and stage two will only happen if the stage one lifting of restrictions is successful.
Holly Seal, a social scientist at the University of New South Wales School of Public Health and Community Medicine, says businesses in particular have a key role in preventing a second wave of infections.
If we do want to make this a new social norm, and we want to continue to see, you know, good practices when it comes to hygiene and to physical distancing, then we also need to make it easy for people. You know, if we want to see people continuing to sanitize their hands, then when they return to work, we need to make sure that those, you know, hand sanitizing, you know, bottles of gel are in common areas.
She says they'll need to step up and look at how they support their individual workers to come back in, and if they come back in at all.
It may be that outlined in the government's three-step plan, step one and step two still involves people working from home. You know, so if we don't need to necessarily rush back onto public transport and rush back into the office because you can maintain your work from a distance, then, you know, we need to continue to encourage that.
She admits that could be challenging for people who are finding working from home to be lonely and difficult. She says if offices aren't already set up for physical distancing, then companies will need to invest money into reconfiguring workspace to make that easier. But she says any changes have to be undertaken carefully.
We can't all suddenly rush from nobody working in the city to everybody going back to working in the city, because that is when potentially we'll see that transmission spike again.
She says there will be ups and downs going forward, and we shouldn't suddenly expect to see zero cases. And you can get the latest on the coronavirus pandemic at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.